The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
She is a baby at the center of a surrogacy dispute involving several states. Came into the world today in Dallas.
Just hours earlier, a Dallas district judge signed an emergency order to make sure the child, known as Gabriel, receives critical life-saving care. The surrogate mother left Alaska and came to Texas, claiming the California couple who hired her wanted her to end the pregnancy after learning of the baby's severe heart defect. She refused and claims the intended parents also would not consent to treatment after his birth. Texas law prohibits nearly all abortions except in narrow medical emergencies. Baby Gabriel was diagnosed in utero with hypoplastic left heart syndrome. The left side of his heart is underdeveloped and cannot pump blood throughout his body. Without treatment, the condition is typically fatal. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton intervened. The court's order prevents anyone from withholding or delaying medically necessary care or removing the child from the hospital while the case continues.
That's Christine Nelson reporting from NBC 5.
As increased wildfire danger continues across the state, one fire is now affecting a school in North Texas in Wise County. An elementary school was evacuated after a nearby grass fire broke out and it reached the school. The superintendent for the Chico ISD ordered his staff to move the kids to the high school gym, and he says they got it done in 3 minutes. Once the fire was out and Wise County Emergency Management gave the all clear, they moved the kids back to their classroom in time for regular pickup.
Traffic stop in Dallas leads to the recovery of a stolen car. The victim, a Dallas police sergeant. The car, filled with equipment and a lot of ammunition.
Dallas police officers stopped a white Dodge Charger on August 10th after seeing it traveling the wrong way on a one-way street without headlights. Inside the vehicle, officers found a police badge, uniforms, bulletproof vests, emergency lights, a dash cam, and other gear bearing the name of a Dallas police sergeant. The sergeant, by the way, was unaware his vehicle was missing. Police say video inside the car shows the suspect entering the vehicle about an hour before the traffic stop. The driver was arrested on multiple traffic violations and a charge of unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. From the 24-Hour News Center, Jeff Burkett, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Richardson police say their flock cameras have helped investigators in scores of cases, but some city leaders say that makes strong oversight of the technology even more important.
Police say the city's cameras photograph vehicles and license plates, not faces, and generally keep the information for 30 days. Assistant Chief Mike Butcher says investigators have identified about 180 cases over 2.5 years where flock information contributed to an arrest, charges, or finding a missing person.
It was a flock alert helped to locate and arrest an RPD aggravated assault suspect. Another was used to ID a child predator who was exposing himself to children while walking to school.
But council member Jennifer Justice says keeping public trust means showing residents that the department is following its own rules.
We need to put the policy on our transparency website, and then we need to figure out how we can assure the public that these audits are happening in compliance with the policy.
The city says it will now consider putting the policy and regular audit results online and identifying the 146 law enforcement agencies allowed to search Richardson's data. From the 24-Hour News Center, John Little, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
City of Dallas moving forward with an application for federal money to fight violent crime. Council approved this resolution to apply for the Justice Department Model Cities Initiative. The resolution passed. Some councilmen like Adam Bazalduas say working with the DOJ can open a can of worms.
I have zero trust whenever we've seen this across the country and how strings have been used to threaten funding for compliance. Apparently, there's a dollar amount to sell our soul, and that's what's frustrating to me.
And four of the council members say accepting the money would give the Justice Department too much say in how the Dallas Police Department operates, saying immigration enforcement would be part of the requirement. The police chief, Daniel Como, say as long as he's the chief, officers are not federal agents.
A grand jury indictment is unsealed, charging Nick Reiner with the murder of his parents in their Brentwood home last December. ABC's Alex Stone has the update.
The charges in this indictment are essentially the same as what he was originally charged with, the murder of his parents. They added one special circumstance of lying in wait. He was already charged with multiple murders and using a knife as special circumstances. Essentially what this does is allows the prosecution to bypass a preliminary hearing and go right on to the trial. Not much else changes in this, but he has now been indicted.
That's Caroline Levitt is stepping down.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt is leaving her post at the end of August to spend more time with her young family after the recent birth of her second child. As he announced her departure, President Trump described her as one of his most trusted aides, saying she would continue to be one of his top outside advisors and an influential voice within the Republican Party. In a social media post, Leavitt called it a bittersweet decision and that she felt in her heart she cannot be the best mom her two young children deserve while devoting the constant time, energy, and attention required of the White House press secretary. Leavitt served the president as a press aide during his first term in the White House and is the youngest person to hold the role of press secretary at age 28. I'm Jennifer King.
Time now for the Cowboys Report for Whataburger. Try the new Hot Honey Crisp Whata Chicken Sandwich from Whataburger. It's available for a limited time. It's a rest day for the Cowboys. They're still feeling pretty good about their scrimmage with the Rams.
Defense showed up and got a small measure of revenge for a poor showing against the Rams during last year's scrimmage in Oxnard. Linebacker DeMarvion Overshone says it was finally good to line up against another team.
Showing what we've been building on from the spring up until now, you know, it's good to hit a different color jersey. You know, I feel like we've been going at it with our offense, and they're one of the best in the league. So getting to see what we got versus another top offense, it put stuff in perspective.
Meanwhile, the offense sputtered a bit early but came alive late. Quarterback Dak Prescott says the chemistry he has with his receivers is off the charts.
More credit goes to them and the way that they treat their craft and the way that they just get better each and every day, and it makes my job easier. And then ultimately it's about me just communicating with them what I'm thinking, what I'm seeing, and what I'm anticipating from them. And the more that we grow in there, it's just going to be hard to stop us.
Following the practice, the team chose to run sprints, something head coach Brian Schottenheimer says they did on their own.
That was not my decision. That was led by the players. Yeah, I was over there saying goodbye to a few of the coaches, and I was alerted by our strength staff that the guys wanted to run 20s, and I think it shows you that they bought into the fact that conditioning is going to make a difference for this football team in the 2026 season. We've got the right guys, and the leaders of this football team are some of our best players. Historically, that usually means you're going to have a lot of success.
Cowboys practice tomorrow before their first preseason game against the Seahawks on Saturday. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080. KRLE.
Now, we're not going to sit here and say they're going to win the Super Bowl.
I am right now. I'm predicting it.
But maybe the Cowboys are putting together something special on defense. Now, that's a pretty low bar, given what we saw last year. But still, consider what happened yesterday in a practice.
Yeah, look good.
Against a team that many consider to be the favorites, not only to go to, but to win the Super Bowl. It'd be the Rams. They came up to Oxnard and had a scrimmage with the Cowboys, and the Cowboys held their own. They were just impressive, even, with linebacker Justin Barron, who spent most of last year on the practice squad, intercepting not one, not two, but three Matthew Stafford passes.
Where did this come from?
The guys at our sister station, 105.3 The Fan, they say this is encouraging.
Yes, I do think the Rams were a little bit vanilla, but last year they got their ass kicked. And Overshone even said afterwards, like, man, they came up to here in Oxnard and had a field day. This year the Cowboys had something for them. So I think last year was kind of our first dish of humble pie, like, oh no, tap the brakes. This team might be in for a long season. Today, I think if you're a Cowboys fan, I'm not going to say they're going to win the Super Bowl today, but I do think you can be optimistic from the reports out of this camp.
Yeah, I think you nailed it when you said last year they got destroyed because the Rams were no doubt vanilla and generic last year, but you weren't even equipped or prepared to slow that down. So this is absolutely a step in the right direction. I hope they have joint practices every year with the Cowboys and Rams. Like, these joint practices are just an incredible opportunity with a month to go until the season starts to get a good handle on what you're doing and maybe what you should be doing more of before the season gets here.
And almost as encouraging as what happened during this practice is what happened after.
They're running through conditioning while the Rams walk off. Cowboys players chirping at the Rams along the way. Go ahead and walk back in. We'll see y'all down the road.
Shoddy was asked about that, and he said he did not ask the players to run. The players ran on their own.
Wow.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, baby. See, look, and this is one of the things that we have been bitching about the Cowboys for a long time. They look great in September. They look terrible in December. Why? Partly because of conditioning. They're just injury prone and so on. Mm-hmm. These guys took it upon themselves to run the 20s. And even the Rams were like, what are they doing? But DeMarvion Overshone and Dak Prescott, both leaders on their respective sides of the ball, said, we're going to do this.
And not just the conditioning, but I like that attitude.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see y'all down the line.
That's right.
And we're going to stay out here and, you know, do some sprints. Y'all going back to the locker room, that's fine.
And remember,
I like that.
I do, too. And one thing that every time the Cowboys have made the playoffs and lost, what's the biggest problem that they've had? They've been soft. Mm-hmm. They've gotten out-physicaled in each one of those games. This team looks like they're starting to change that culture and become a little bit more physical on defense. Physical team in general. I like it.
Hope so. Meanwhile, comedian Gary Owen. Heard of this guy?
I did see a little bit of his special.
He's got this new special on YouTube, and in it he talks a little bit about the Cowboys. He's a Cowboy fan. And specifically, he was talking about the glory days back in the 90s and the playmaker.
To this day, one of the greatest things I've ever heard after a football game was Michael Irvin, and it was the Cowboys had just beaten the Packers, and they were getting ready to go play the Steelers in the Super Bowl like 23 years ago, right? And this was when it was Cocaine Mike. This was Mike, right? This ain't the Mike now. This is Mike, right? But it was funny because they're interviewing Troy Aikman, right? He's right here. And Mike Irvin's behind Troy Aikman. He ain't got nothing but a towel on, right? He can go to the Super Bowl now. Mike's got a towel. He's running back and forth yelling. All Mike said was, "Tonight, it's limos, hoes, and Papa Do's." I had never been to Papa Do's. I had never been to Texas. I remember the first time I came to Texas, they said, "We won't go out. Papa Do's." Papa Do's, like, "Where the hoes at?"
Never, man.
Hey. I've never heard that before, ever.
Nothing wrong with Papa Do's. I hadn't heard that either, that he said that. Limos, hoes, and Papa Do's.
If I had a limo and I had a bunch of hoes, and I pulled up to a Papa Do's, I think the hoes would be a little upset. Hey, this is really where you're going to take us? Going to Papa Do's?
Not going to the mansion?
Huge lasagna plate? That's what you're going to get me right now?
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.